Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm John Daniel, and on my 10th birthday, my mum told me she used to be a spy.
I wouldn't have actually said that, darling.
Well, either way, in the midst of the Cold War, Mum was working for New Zealand's Security Intelligence Service.
We'd have trial runs, like car chases and things like that.
My stepdad, Jim, he was part of the SIS too.
We're talking about Jim Stewart here, and the kind of work that Jim did was really high adrenaline stuff. And yes, the stakes were high.
These were the days when America and Russia, the two nuclear-armed superpowers, were squaring off.
If we are attacked by nuclear weapons, these are the warning sounds you must recognize.
Wars were fought.
At the Han River line, southeast of the capital city of Seoul, US-trained South Korean troops attempt to stand against the Reds.
Ideologies clashed.
There are some who say that communism is the wave of the future. Let them come to Berlin.
Spies operated along a secret front line that stretched all around the world.
On the reverse side of the letter, there would be important instructions from me printed in secret ink.
Even to New Zealand.
Dirty tricks in the Pacific, they're a hot headline topic at the moment and were illustrated in New Zealand last week when Russian embassy staff member and KGB agent Sergei Budnik was expelled.
Mum and Jim were right in the middle of it. And a few years before he died, Jim told me about an operation that happened one night in suburban Wellington. It might be New Zealand's biggest intelligence operation of the Cold War, and it's never been revealed publicly until now.
One of them was shaking very badly, and I turned round to the chap who was in charge of them. I said, "This man's ill." And he just said, he's always like this before a job.
So together with my mate, investigative journalist Guyan Espiner, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this operation, this story that's been in my family for so long, in a new five-part podcast, The Service.
You're pressing me on this one, Guyan, harder than I can go. I've really said all I can on this one.
Along the way, we've discovered a whole lot about the SIS and what it got up to in those Cold War years.
I do recall very much the heated times of the nuclear arms race.
And about Russian spying here in New Zealand.
The Soviet Union was extremely active in New Zealand.
And about that night in Wellington in 1986.
Don't say anything. I'm just going to read out a list of statements, a list of things that we know already from different people. And you hang up if we get something wrong.
Part spy thriller, part Cold War history, part family saga.
Well, it's always important for the truth to come out.
You can subscribe to The Service right now. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere good podcasts are found. From Monday, the 8th of June.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.